This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, we have a question about survivor benefits. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this week we had a nice email come in with a question. We love these, so feel free to send us an email question, and we will often do what I'm doing today, which is answer the question via a blog post. If it's something very unique to you, we might reach out to you individually, answer the question, but a lot of these, as you'll see today, the answer applies to many people, so I think it's advantageous we post it on the blog. So here's the question. I am 65 and my wife is 53. I plan on waiting until 70 to claim Social Security to get the biggest benefit for me and my wife as survivor. My question is, what happens if I died suddenly at age 69 and never claimed a benefit? What amount would she receive as a survivor if she waits until her full retirement age to claim benefits? So first, let me say I'm glad you're thinking of it this way, because a lot of people base their claiming decision on just what's best for their benefit. Should they claim at 62? Should they claim at 66 or 67? Should they wait like you're proposing to do at age 70? And only looking at the benefit differences for themselves. What is lost on a lot of people, or at least overlooked, is that the survivor benefit is key to this decision. Particularly for the higher wage earner during their careers, because when one spouse dies, the surviving spouse doesn't get to keep both benefits. They only get to keep one. And of course, they're nice enough. The Social Security Administration is nice enough to effectively pay you the highest of the two. So it is oftentimes recommended to seriously consider the higher wage earner delay in order to maximize the survivor benefit, because it's unlikely that both spouses will die simultaneously. And in this case, it's probably very likely that there'll be one spouse, probably the wife, since she's so much younger. First of all, females tend to live longer, and she's some 12 years younger than he is. So it's likely the wife in this case is going to live for an extended period of time with just one benefit. So it would be important to make sure that benefit is large as possible. And he's trying to do that via waiting to age 70. And the reason why this works is that the basics of survivor benefits is that the survivor, usually in the Social Security literature, they refer to it as a widow or widower's benefit. We tend to call it survivor benefits in the industry just because it's more gender neutral, if you will. But the survivor benefit essentially will be however much the person who passed away was actually receiving, or what they could have been receiving had they filed immediately prior to death. So in this case, he's proposing a situation where at 69, he passes away while he was delaying filing. So he never actually claimed a benefit. And he's going to receive the typical 8% per year delayed retirement credits. So for him, by 69, he would have increased his benefit 24%, 8% per year for 3 years, since his full retirement age is 66. At 69, he will have received 3 years worth, and I'm assuming full years here. They actually calculate it on a monthly basis. But three full years would give him a 24% higher benefit. So if I put some numbers to it, let's assume his full retirement age benefit is $1,000. At age 69, his benefit would be $1,240, 24% higher than his full retirement age benefit, but he won't have collected it yet. He was waiting until 70 when the benefit would be $1,320, or 32% higher, because he'd have one more year of delayed retirement credits he might be eligible to receive if he survived and waited till age 70. But the point in this case is he could have received $1,240 had he filed the day before he passed away. So for the wife, that's what they would look at paying her. But then the wife is subject to her own early filing reduction depending on her age, and he specifies if she were to wait till full retirement age. So she has a couple of choices. One, she could do exactly that. She could wait till her full retirement age. Now, because of her year of birth, her full retirement age is actually 67. His was 66. but she falls into that category where 67 is her full retirement age. So if she were to wait till 67, she could collect the 1240 amount that he could have collected had he filed right before he passed away. Now, in reality, that number is going to be higher because during that time, while there's no increase for delays anymore because he's passed away, there are going to be increases for cost of living adjustments along the way. So I'm leaving that part out of the discussion here, but effectively she would receive the 1240 plus the benefit of any cost of living adjustments that happen until between his day of death and when she files at 67. So that's what he was asking. What would she get if she waits till her full retirement age? But she is only going to be 57 when he's 69, so she'd have to wait 10 full years before receiving that. And she could actually claim a survivor benefit as early as age 60. Some people here, we talk about 62 being the first time you're eligible. For survivor benefits, it's different. It's 60, and it's even lower. It's age 50 if you are disabled. Now, that opens another box of worms, if you will, or a can of worms that we've got a lot of detail there, so I'm not going to talk about that in detail. But assuming she's not disabled, she could file as early as age 60. Now, they would reduce the benefit. She wouldn't get the full 1240. They'd reduce it by 28.5%. That's the reduction at age 60, no matter when your full retirement age is. That's just the way the law is written. So she'd have 84 months of early retirement or early claiming of survivor benefits. They'd reduce it by 28.5%. So instead of 1240, she'd get 887, which is much, much less. So you can see the advantage of her waiting. But I want to point out that depending on what other benefits she might be eligible to receive, she may very well have her best choice of filing at age 60, particularly if she has her own Social Security benefit that she's earned. Oftentimes we find a coordination of claiming between her survivor benefits early and then waiting on her own benefits. This people listening to this might say, wait a minute, I thought they did away with that. That's not true. With survivor benefits, these strategies still exist. It's the spousal benefit versus your own benefit that some of those strategies went away a couple years ago. But the survivor benefit, then claiming your own benefit coordination, those strategies still exist. So I would highly encourage the two of them to make sure they discuss the fact that before she, assuming she's the survivor, before she claims a benefit and before she waits past age 60 to claim, someone should do a competent analysis on this, run the numbers, looking at all the benefits for which she might be eligible, and figure out at what age these different benefits should be claimed. Because you can very well, by making the wrong decision here, you can leave money on the table that can never be recovered. So I'll just leave that little nugget, if you will, here at the end here. Thanks for joining us here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, and we'll be back with you next week with another blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and we'll provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.